I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. More than 1,000 or 100 are said to be dead in the Philippines, with dozens others missing as a tropical storm triggered mudslides and floods. Police say 12,000 people have left their homes for higher ground. The UN Security Council unanimously agrees to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors which fuel its weapons programs. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
Should the North Korean regime conduct another nuclear or ballistic missile test, this resolution commits the Security Council to take even further action. It sends the unambiguous message to Pyongyang that further defiance will invite further punishment and isolation.
The new UN resolution builds on three earlier rounds of tough sanctions imposed on Pyongyang this year. A truck driver in the U.S. state of California has been arrested and now charged with attempting to provide support to terrorists by plotting to attack people at a crowded pier in San Francisco around Christmas. Everett Jamison is 26 years old and a former member of the U.S. Marine Corps. Gordon Jamison is his father.
It's really unbelievable. It's just hard to fathom right now. I really don't know what to say, how to feel, really. It's just shocking. That's my son.
Searching the arrested man's home, investigators found a will that said, "Long live the Islamic State." At least 32 people have been killed when a bus fell into a river Saturday in western India. That bus, which was carrying passengers in the Indian state of Rajasthan, was speeding to overtake another vehicle when it crashed through the bridge railing, falling into the river below, according to survivors. So far, authorities have recovered 32 bodies from the river. This is VOA News. The U.S. is providing Ukraine with lethal weapons in an effort to help the country with